Hello everyone, my name is Ayush Chopra and welcome to yet another episode of the Shaping a Fairer World podcast. Today, I will be talking to you about climate justice, basically which is a hybrid of social justice and climate change. So let me just quickly talk about climate change. Climate change is a global issue and needs to be addressed at all levels. You do not have to be a full-time environmentalist to bring the change to the environment. All you must do is support the initiatives, no matter how big or small in your community. Push our leaders to deliver what they promised to curb the issue and work at your own individual level. Doesn't matter big or small. Bring a change in your home and push other people to do so, as we only have one planet to live. And let's make it a beautiful one too. On the other hand, social justice is the view that everyone deserves equal economic, political, and social rights and opportunities. Climate justice and social justice are completely linked with each other. When social justice and climate change are combined, they are known as climate justice. Usually, climate justice is referred to as the global warming issue, glaciers melting, increase in natural disasters, and many more. As understood, it is both an ethical and a political issue. For example, let me share a Peel initiative to take care of climate justice, and their plan is called Climate Change Master Plan 2020 to 2030. This plan has been divided into four stages. First, to build capacity. The plan suggests Peel region-based organizations to take sustainable and eco-friendly measures in their processes. Their stage two is to reduce the greenhouse emissions. Stage three is to be prepared for climate changes that could happen in upcoming years and the ones that can't be avoided. And the last stage is to finally monitor the climate changes in the area and report to the government for funding and proper measures. So now, let's have a little chat with our guest for today's podcast. She's also my mother, Jyoti Chopra. Hello.
Hi, Ayush.
Hi. I wanted to just ask you quick questions. I wanted to know how you felt about those. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm perfect. Fine.
Okay. My first question to you is, according to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, climate change and climate justice should be curbed by 2030. Is it still possible or are we out of time?
Well, I believe everyone knows that climate change is having a huge impact on people. With changes in weather patterns, rising sea levels, we are witnessing more severe weather events than ever before. So we all understand that climate change is powered by greenhouse gas emissions from none other than our own human activities, which continues to increase. They are at the highest rate in history right now. So without action, the world's average surface temperature is expected to increase in the 21st century, surpassing 3 degrees Celsius this century, with certain parts of the globe expected to warm even more. The important point here, Ayush, is to understand that climate change is not impacting everyone equally. The poorest and most disadvantaged people are the most affected ones. And to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, the adoption of the Paris Agreement is necessary, and it offers a roadmap for climate action that will minimize emissions and create climate resilience. And to answer your question, yes, I believe if we all work together with one mission to curb the climate change, and if we all do our part with no exceptions, we can definitely still achieve what we wish for.
Wow, that is an amazing thought, to work together and bring the change that we want to see in the world.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
My second question to you is, social justice and climate justice fights and protests have been going on for far too long. Why are still no big political and personal level changes are seen?
I agree with you, Ayush. In spite of all protests for social justice and climate justice, we haven't yet gone very far. So there is much more to be done. Heat waves, storms, droughts, and extreme weather events are becoming more frequent across the world as a result of climate change. And I truly believe that every individual has the right to a healthy environment, including life, health, food, and a sufficient standard of living. climate change places these productions in jeopardy. So having said that, we may, however, still make a difference. Individuals and societies are using the legislation to take on governments and businesses, paving the way more for sustainable economies. So climate justice is critical because our generation is the last to be able to escape the worst effect of the climate change. And I believe that people of all ages, from city dwellers to farmers, are standing up and taking action, forcing governments to listen and respond.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast and sharing your thoughts with us. Hoping we'll see you soon on this podcast again.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So I really want to talk about another big issue called as climate migration in this podcast. And I think so it's pretty important. Basically, climate migrants are people who are forced to leave their homes and the area they live in because of the change in climate and the climate disasters that come alongside. They have to leave their entire house and their belongings while migrating to different places for their survival. What maybe took like 50 years to build can get devastated in just under 72 hours. Not only can migration provide great opportunities for migrants, but it can also provide opportunities for the place that they visit. Since the United States and other areas of the global north are undergoing population decline, an influx of young workers into our aging workforce may be advantageous to all. However, securing these advantages begins with the decision. Northern nations have the option of relieving pressure on the fastest warming countries by encouraging more refugees to cross their borders. Or they can close their borders, trapping hundreds of millions of people in increasingly unlivable conditions. Without preparation and planning, the sweeping scale of change could prove wildly destabilizing. The United Nations and others have cautioned that in the worst case scenario, regimes in the countries most impacted by climate change could collapse, resulting in entire regions devolving into conflicts, war, and many other issues. So as we can see through the podcast, that how important it is to curb climate change and the impact it could have when mixed with social justice issues. So I urge everyone through this platform to start working at the individual level and spread the awareness, because unless we know about it, we won't be able to do anything. I will see you all next time with the next episode of Shaping a Fair World with a new guest. Till then, peace and love to everyone. Bye.